I plan to move forward with additional purchases. I have set, as a first step, the goal of owning 10 properties. Within 15 to 18 years, the positive cash flow from the properties will add significantly to our retirement income. The first time around is really time-consuming and demanding and somewhat intimidating. Having mentors or advisors or even like-minded individuals to talk to during this process is crucial. I am very lucky to have recognized the need for this kind of support and to have had the very good fortune of being selected as a participant for the Rich Dad Coaching Program. When faced with the actual real-life details and problems of real estate investing, it is a huge advantage to be able to call on knowledgeable people. The questions I ask include, what would you do? What have you done when you were faced with this situation? What do I need to know? What mistake did you make? And how can I get around this obstacle? My team includes an excellent and highly published lawyer who is handling a new estate plan because we're now living in a community property state, a private banking group which offered a substantial line of credit and private banking services, an expanding list of real estate contacts in a few states, agents and brokers, an accountant, and a few knowledgeable contacts within the Franchise Tax Board and Board of Equalization of the state in which we own property, and a short list of mentors. Soon, my husband and I will have the opportunity to make decisions about how best to preserve and grow his rollover and lump sum retirement from his previous job. We plan to turn our abject fear at this prospect into an action plan after educating ourselves by reading more books and listening to more tapes. I found that the hardest part of making investments is simply going from thinking about doing them to doing them. At the same time, I have also gained knowledge about banking and lending and how to open doors. There is abundant opportunity if one is willing to look for it and go after it. Rich Dad was right. I also learned an extremely valuable lesson that is not taught in school. When it comes to the asset column, nobody gives a darn about advanced degrees. For me, switching from the mindset of here's my academic resume to here is my financial statement was a life-changing event. Now I use those solid study skills that I acquired in medical school to process and absorb large amounts of financial materials. Where my daughters are concerned, I've taken a bold step. After years of guiding them toward academic success and the Ivy League professional path, I've made it clear that there is more than one road to financial freedom available to them. We talk to them about alternative means of income and want them to know what their options are. They have the option of choosing a less exhausting path than the one we followed.